It's now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra after the 36-8 loss against Mission Valley at home. Coach, the final score, though, wasn't really indicative of the way your kids played.
Yeah, Mission Valley came out. That Dieter's kid is a stud athlete. He's impressive on film. He's impressive in person. He is very hard to tackle, shifty and quick, and knows what to do with the ball. So they came out and played well. It was, like you said, it was 0-0 after the first, I think. And then they had scored 7, we'd scored 8, and then they scored one more time, going into half. So I think it was 14-8 at half then. And then, you know, second half, some things happened, interceptions happened, fumbles happened, injuries happened, and then you find yourself down 36-8 at the end of the game. So, it's one of the things, you know, that sometimes football works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, it's unfortunate with Solomon, but tell us what incredible leader Solomon is, and who's going to be the guy that steps up and will be kind of that guy on defense that can elevate the play.
Yeah, Solomon went down. We don't really know what the case is with him yet. He's getting looked at, but hopefully he can return. But yeah, defensively, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of tackles being in the share of your defensive season, being removed from the table each week. So guys that can step up, calling is all those the ton of sophomores really right now is that, you know, Colin Carney and Brady Nellis, Carter Pickerel and Duncan and Grant and Flint and Dylan, all those guys. I mean, it's a thick sophomore class that gained all that experience last year as freshmen. They're stepping up into their roles a little bit. So, I mean, it's awesome that you don't really have to wonder where, you know, if a senior goes out or, you know, then at the end of the year graduates, you don't have to wonder where the tackles are going to come from. So, I mean, those guys will just have to step up and do more while Solomon's out and get after it defensively.
We're going to take a small break. We'll have more from Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. And coach, we know how good of a football player Zach Evans is, but tell us what makes him so special off the field.
The way he was raised. I mean, he's a great kid. He's a great representation of our school and town and football program. It was pretty neat that he, the ref, after the Horton game called into the radio show on you guys and said that, like shouted him out for helping people up and being kind to refs. And I think that's an awesome representation of our program and that, you know, sportsmanship matters. And, in a time where, you know, ejections and things happen for people being poor sports, I think it's awesome that you don't even have to say anything to him for him just to be a good dude and be a high class character. So, you know, those are the ones that almost make you the most proud as a coach that, you know, you had those kids and they go through your program and then go into life and are super, super successful in everything they do. And they're hired easily and they're, you know, recruited easily. And they're talked about, in good favor around town and with other people. So Zach's just an awesome dude. And he's a great role model in that aspect for a lot of our other guys. Some of our young guys, we have several awesome guys that I know that will step up into that role when Zach departs. So, yeah, it's outstanding.
Yeah, he really is special. And I'm here with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. And kind of shifting things to your guys' opponent, St. Mary's, coming up this week. They come off the state championship from a year ago. They start off the season 0-3, but then they bounce back with a win over Oskaloosa last week. What are some things that you know about this Bears team?
Well, I know, Keller Hurley graduating, and that, the Hiracha kid was a good player. So they lost some talented kids, but they refilled their spots with other talented kids and, you know, some case siblings or cousins down the line of some of those guys. So they're a good team. That 0-3, I know that a lot of people understand, but, to the some that don't, they play like Rock Creek, Rossville, and Silver Lake, their first three games, which is an outstanding early schedule. They're up, I think they lost to Rock Creek and then I think that they were up like 14 or three, two or three scores on Rossville and same with Silver Lake, but then ended up, getting caught by those teams, which are 2 and 3A teams. And, you know, they compete, they come out and they do their thing and they're defending state champs. So they know what to do and how to do it. And they do a good job of doing it. And, you know, they're big and physical and, they like to get to the edge, and it should be a good game.
Yeah, it should be a tough test for you guys. Best of luck on Friday, Coach, and thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you. Absolutely. Go Dragons.
Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you today by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.